Hello, this is Earl Nightingale. Some time ago, I did a radio broadcast called The Greatest Things, designed to help us remember what in life is important and what isn't. It was an attempt to put the ideas of a number of philosophers into a very simple form. The greatest puzzle, life. The greatest mistake, giving up. The greatest comfort, work well done, and so forth. As a radio program, it was a success. Thousands of people wrote in for printed copies of the script. But afterward, as I often do, I wish I'd mentioned one more thing. In this case, the greatest journey. I would have said I decided that the greatest journey is the journey of the mind, since this is what determines the journey of life. Have you ever had the feeling that your mind is on a journey, a voyage of discovery? That sometimes it has to make long passages on dark, uncharted seas, and at other times it discovers bright islands of beauty or of truth, islands it will know from this day forward that it can always steer for and find in a storm, while the gales of life blow themselves out and the enormous seas of misfortune or pain or sorrow or doubt subside into calm. Well, if you'll come, I'd like to take you with me on such a voyage of the mind, one that was charted for me many years ago by an obscure English editor and poet named James Allen, in a little book called As a Man Thinketh.